Is the coffee ready, Don?
Yes, and I think it has a fine bouquet, Yael.
You're not drinking wine.
Coffee and cacao beans are fermented. Similar to wine, the flavor of the beans is determined by the type of yeast and microorganisms present.
I know cacao beans are fermented, but I thought coffee was roasted.
Cacao pods are fermented 5 to 7 days. Yeast and bacteria digest the pulp surrounding the beans and trigger biochemical changes that color and flavor the beans. Coffee growers use different types of fermentation. Some use a 2-day wet fermentation to remove the red pulp from the bean, while others use dry methods that require several days. After fermentation, the beans are roasted.
Winemakers use special yeast to create wine. Is it the same for coffee growers?
Cacao and coffee fermentation isn't as developed as winemaking. Coffee originated in Ethiopia in Africa, and cacao is from the Amazon in South America. Wild yeast and microbes were originally used to ferment both beans, but there's been a lot of trade since beans were domesticated. That's why a group of scientists wondered what types of yeast are being used and where they originated.
How did they figure that out?
They collected unroasted coffee and cacao beans from 27 countries. They isolated bean yeast and analyzed their genes. The yeast are diverse, but most strains from the same continents and countries are similar to their immediate neighbors. Still, some cacao strains from South America share genes with European vineyard yeast and North American oak tree yeast, and are probably the result of human trade.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.